Stella speaking.
Hi, is this Deluxe Home Care?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
I was calling because I was actually trying to find out more about you guys' company. Do you guys do CDS services?
Yeah, we do CDS services.
Because right now I am doing home care for my daughter. I was just trying to see, like, get some information about your company because she wants to have a new company than where she's at. So I was trying to see, how would I find that? Do you guys have a website?
So we have a website. You can check it out. But let me ask you before that, you said you're working for your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Which age is she?
You said what age is she?
Yeah.
Like, you mean how old is she?
Yeah, how old?
Yeah, she's grown. Yeah, she's 20-something, but she was in an accident, so she has 7 days a week of care, and I think it's like 4 hours a day, or and then one day is five or something like that.
And she was approved for CDS services, I guess, right?
Yes, she is. She's been having it for the last 3 years, yes.
Oh, wow. Got it. So if you want, you can visit our website. I can send you our information, or if you have any questions, I can help you with that.
Okay, so what are you guys rate of pay for CDS services?
So you said it's around 28 hours weekly?
Yes.
For 28 hours weekly, in which county is it?
St. Louis, Missouri, St. Louis City.
So in St. Louis, the starting rate is $14.75.
Okay. And so do you guys do the normal, like, clock in from home, or how does your system work?
Yeah, so we do, like, we have either you can clock in on the caregiver can use, like, the app to clock in, or they can use the patient's phone to call in and call out.
Okay, so, or they can put the app on my phone or something
right.
like that, that's what you're saying?
You're the caregiver, right? So, yeah, you can put on your phone
yes.
an app so you can clock in on your phone.
Okay, and then
it's a very
then,
easy
oh, okay.
system, and we actually pay weekly, not biweekly. We
mm-hmm.
pay holiday
okay.
pay.
Oh, okay, and you guys pay 14 something an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have her. I'm gonna call her and have. So, how long would it take for the process to switch over if she's already at another company and she wants to switch over? Is there something that we need to do on our end first, or how would that work?
So, if you just call me back, what we'll do is I'll just need to get her information, your information, and we'll need to get your like forms, like that you're a legal caregiver, sign
okay.
you up, and then in the meantime, we're gonna call the state to let them know that you're considering we're gonna switch. I would say by like 3 days, not more than 3 days usually.
So
it
when
depends
you say you
when
need
we
forms, what forms of what
like
forms
your
do you need to prove
forms.
I'm
did you sign when you signed up as a caregiver, like you sent in your medicals, right? And that kind of stuff?
When I signed up for a caregiver, what you mean? I just went to their office and filled out an application.
Oh, you went to the office. So you know we're gonna send you an application. Like, yeah, you just need to sign up as a caregiver with us. We'll need to get your info.
Okay, yeah, I went to their office, and then I'm already a licensed CNA and CMT anyway.
Got it.
Yeah, so I'm
we'll
already on
need,
the
like,
registry.
We're going to just need to sign you up and just sign her up, just put in your information in the system so we have it. And then
okay, but how long, like, what's the gap time that we're looking? Like, if today is Thursday, what's the gap time that we're looking? If we get it done, if we get the paperwork done between today and tomorrow, what is the gap time that we're looking before, you know, of the switching over to get paid? Like, how much in between time?
Sure. So first, let me tell you, we're not going to do a gap. What we're going to do is, let's say if we decide today we want to switch over, we're going to call the state to let them know that you want to switch over, but only as of, let's say, I would say there is a holiday tomorrow. So I would, let's say, as of Tuesday. So until Tuesday, you'll
mm-hmm.
still be able to work with your old company, and let's say Tuesday starting, you'll be able to work with us. So there won't be any gap in services. We're going to make sure there's no gap. Like, we're not going
okay.
to start services with us before you're fully active, you and the client. So if you decide,
okay,
I would say,
so.
Ms. Bravi, if we started today, I would say by Thursday, Wednesday, like Tuesday, Wednesday, you should be able to start.
Okay, because you just have to call the state, and then she has to give you her information, and I have to give you my
yeah.
information. Okay,
right, yeah.
so, okay,
we
I'm going to
call
her
state together.
Today.
Like, so just give me a call back with her or what the state
where
will
are you
need
guys
the
located
line.
At in St. Louis?
Our location in St. Louis? Let me check the exact locations because we have a few offices. Let me see the St. Louis location. It's in Bridgeton, actually.
Okay, that's fine, because I would have to.
But you don't need to come down, really. We can do everything over the phone. So, like, we don't really bother coming down.
Oh, okay, that's even perfect. Okay.
Yeah, because we
okay, that'd be perfect. I'm going to call her and talk to her about it, and then I'll give you a call back, like you said, and
perfect.
Then I'll go for it.
I'll text you my direct line as well, so you can call me directly, and I'll text you our website as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Have a wonderful day. I'll be waiting for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.